The governor is nixing an idea that was floated this week of increasing the state gas tax to boost transportation funding. He says he may instead steer some of the projected state budget surplus to the transportation sector.
I think the majority of lawmakers in the state don't have an appetite for a gas tax increase. Having more breathing room on the surplus, I think, may offset the need for a gas tax or another revenue source out there. And for us, it's comprehensive. It's roads, it's bridges, it's freight rail, it's ports, it's airports, it's transit. All those things would be a part of it. And so overall, we're looking to add to the transportation budget.
Some of the local officials who are members of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities are putting their transportation funding thoughts on the table today. Racine Mayor John Dickert heads an urban alliance. He says improving mass transit options would reduce congestion.
We should be building more streamlined, efficient transportation networks. We should have buses that cross county lines and buses that are efficient and effective not only for our businesses and our people that are going to work, but more importantly for the seniors, the handicapped, and those kids that are wanting to get around and not have an automobile.
Dickert also says if the governor wants to spend some of the state budget surplus on transportation, he could reverse some of the cuts in local shared revenue, allowing cities to put more of that money into things like fixing potholes. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.